Hello and welcome to A Woman's Heart. This is Lisa Granger. You know, the beginning of each year has a certain excitement about the possibilities of change and new opportunities. Many people will make New Year's resolutions with good intentions to achieve lofty goals in their career, their relationships, and their personal life. Unfortunately, many people abandon those goals shortly after the new year begins. I know I have made New Year's resolutions before and set goals only to get discouraged, fall behind, and give up. This is why I wanted to share a conversation I had with a dear friend of mine, Cheryl Anderson. You'll notice the references to 2020 because I had this conversation a few years ago, but the information is still relevant, and I believe it will encourage and equip you to make progress on your goals for this year. In addition to being a longtime friend, Cheryl is a licensed psychotherapist and life coach. She lives in Florida with her husband, and they have two beautiful adult daughters. Cheryl is the founder and the director of Clarity Coaching and Consulting with over 31 years of experience in her nationwide private mental health practice. Her passion and focus is a philosophy called leading yourself well and revolves around an individual's ability to make the choices and the changes that lead to a fulfilled, exciting, and peaceful existence. So tune in and be ready to take some notes on how to succeed with your New Year's resolution this year while you listen to Cheryl Anderson and myself. Well, good morning, Cheryl. I am so excited to have you with me. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I feel honored, honestly, Lisa. So thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So I know I did a little intro for you, but is there anything in particular you would love to share about why you do what you do?
Well, you know, I think I do what I do because I'm called to do it. I mean, I think it started, honestly, in like the third grade. But he just kept talking to me about things. And I'm like, I think I just want to play. And they just wanted to talk. So honestly, it's just something, you know, they say if there's a calling, it's kind of like an unreasonable passion. Like I was very passionate about talking to people and loving to listen to people's stories. And doing that was on my mind a ton. And honestly, I felt kind of like I could almost sacrifice to get it because it was so important for me to get to know people. And, you know, I had tried a couple other careers, just kind of going off on Cheryl's way. But this never, ever, ever left me. And so here we are years later, and I love what I do.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Wonderful. And you are very good at it. You are very good at it. And you're easy to talk to. So I am blessed to have you in my life. And one of the things that the reason why I asked you is at the beginning of the year, so many people have their New Year's resolutions. And looking forward to a new year, and we get all excited about the new year, and we want to make a New Year's resolution. We have all these resolutions, and then statistics say that like halfway through the month or by the end of the month, we've already given them up. So because you are so good at this, what are some good ways when we're looking at our New Year's resolutions? What are some things that make a good resolution, or what should we think about when we're making these goals for the new year, our desired outcome? Our expectations in that for the new year?
Well, Lisa, I think I have a couple thoughts, though, if I can just share a couple sentences prior to the whole resolution idea.
Sure.
I think it's really, really important. People, about 80% of the people, and I looked up this statistically because I'm like, I wonder. So 80% of the people, the population, they make resolutions, right? And of that 80%, 94%, just like you mentioned, halfway through the month, this is in 1 month, people are done with their resolutions. I mean, they're done. They've bailed. And I am not a big, like, do I believe in goals? Absolutely. And do I believe in resolutions? Not so much. Not the way, like, society has set up resolutions, because I think it sets us up for failure. And I think four things mainly. As I think about resolutions, why they do not work out. I think one, people are not clear on their goals. They're just not. They might say, I want to work out, or they want to lose weight, or they want to read more books, but they don't say specifically at all. That how many books do they want to read? How much weight do they want to lose? What kind of exercise do they want to do? Like, it's just not specific enough. And I think we all know, or at least I think many of us know, that goals need to be very, very specific to work out.
Yeah.
So I think that's one. And I just think that causes so much confusion, and it's really puts distance between this goal and their aspirations.
Yeah, I think it makes it a little easier to drop it. Oh, well, yeah, it wasn't really that, you know, it's kind of nebulous, so it's easy to let go.
Yep, I think you're right. I think you're right. And then I think the other thing, people get so overwhelmed. Like, and I see this in my practice all the time where they set themselves up, and honestly, I'm going to say this again, they set themselves up for failure. Because there's no path with this not specific thing that they're trying to do. So, okay, I'm going to read lots of books when they've not even read one. So I think it's really important that they say maybe the first week they're going to read half of a chapter. And that might sound silly, but now they're starting to put things in place. They're getting really clear. But most importantly, and I should have said this at the very beginning, why do you want to do it anyway?
Well,
why
yeah.
in the world? Why? Because if you don't know why you want to read books or lose weight or exercise or get to work on time, then why? What's your motivation? Because it can't be just to lose weight, just to read a book. It has to be deeper than that.
Yeah, and it probably needs to be a little bit more than just a surface. I want to lose weight so I can wear a certain size or look good in a bikini.
Right. I think the deeper when I talk to people about that, when we really dig deep, like, what is that about? Well, I want to feel better so I can run after my kids. I want to feel healthier. I want to be able to breathe easier. Like, those are your deep whys, not that you just want to lose weight. It just doesn't work. And then thirdly, people just get discouraged. They just bail because they're discouraged. They're impatient with the process. They're not seeing the progress that they wanted. It's not nearly happening as quickly as they want it to. So the goal is no longer desirable.
Yeah, that's easy to do. Thanks.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And here's the last one people do not like to hear is that growth is not a linear process because maybe they're just not ready to change.
Dang it.
I know. And we can say all these things, but, you know, I'm not really great on quoting scripture, but I will tell you Romans, I think it's 12:2 or 2:12, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yep.
So it's not like we're going to do all these great resolutions without the help of the Lord. I mean, it's kind of like we're just floating in the sea all alone.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have to work on the way we think and the way we believe about these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love what Joyce Meyer will say that also in renewing our minds, doesn't say we should remove our minds. We should renew our minds. So
Right. Doing
this and diving into scripture and leaning on the Lord is not just a crutch. It's not just
Right. Checking
our brains out. It's, you know, he gave us a mind and a spirit and a brain for a reason for this thing
Right. So
that we could, when we are getting discouraged, we can lean in a little bit more. And I listened this morning. It always comes in good timing is that, you know, the patience, you know, don't pray for patience unless the only way you get it is to go through stuff that you need patience for. And I'm like,
Right. Oh, right. Yeah.
And that it does. It takes time. It just takes time.
Right.
And that we so often don't celebrate our successes. We focus so much on how far we have to go that we don't realize or celebrate how far we have come. And I know you and I've had conversations about what I refer to as BBA, my bounce back ability.
I heard
that years ago, and that sometimes I still go, oh man, I'm still, oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. But then I have to think and I go, wow, you know what? I had something hit me last night and it really only took me about 2 hours and then I was able to go to sleep. And Before I would have been up all night long and I would have woken up and it would have taken days for me. And I'm like, Right. Wow, I'm bouncing back so much quicker. So I still have my moments,
but celebrate that being able to bounce back. So, I, you know, in those resolutions, maybe they don't lose all of the weight as fast as they wanted, or they didn't read all of the books, or they didn't get everywhere. But what steps, you know, when you are specific, when you talked about that, it, you can celebrate the little steps that you did get.
I totally agree. And I believe celebrating our wins is critical. Let me just kind of rephrase what I'm saying. When you can say, someone else can say, you know what? I literally read a page in a book last night. I hadn't picked up a book for years. Celebrate that, because this little thing in the back of our brain loves to celebrate. And the more you can feed it, mm-hmm. the more it wants fed. And it's pretty exciting. It's really a biological experience that we have. And everything that we're really talking about right now has to do with neural pathways. I mean, it's so biblical, like, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, yeah, because we have neural pathways in our brain. And people used to think a long time ago they were like stuck there. Well, now we know they're malleable, and now we can develop other like little highways in our brain and start thinking new thoughts. Because you have this thought, after you have a thought, you have a feeling, after you have a feeling, you have a behavior. So the thought is, I'm going to read a page. The feeling is one of excitement. The behavior is, I'm reading a page. If the thought is, oh my gosh, I'm going to read a book, the feeling is one of overwhelmment, and then the behavior is, you don't pick up the book.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's not a good feeling. I don't want to do that.
Right. So when we can celebrate, you know, maybe not eating whatever that particular thing is, or maybe
the chocolate
reading
chip cookie.
Yeah, okay, chocolate cookie.
I think there's a batch of them downstairs in the office right now. I'm going to have to work on that today.
Exactly. And so what stopped? Okay, so a couple things are happening. All the while you're thinking, do I have the chocolate chip cookie? How will I feel after the chocolate chip cookie? Is this part of the goal I wanted to set for myself? So you go through, you actually self-coach yourself. Well, if I eat the chocolate chip cookie, maybe I'll just have one bite of a chocolate chip cookie. And that still goes back to my goal, which is I really want to feel better about my body, about the way that I'm breathing, about the way I'm playing with my kids. So there's so much more that goes on here than just saying I'm setting up a resolution, which means nothing really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really, really easy. We talked about all the things or the reasons why we may fail at getting these resolutions. What are some good things? We talked about celebrating our wins and working on that self-coaching. What are some other ways that we can really work through and keep these goals and actually reach our goals in the new year?
Well, I think celebrating your wins, I think that's absolutely huge. I also think sharing with other people. Because so often we don't like the accountability piece, but if you're sharing with a friend when you have a support group, potentially could be your book club, you know, the guys that you meet at golf, you know, whatever, these are so critical that you have a support system around you. And if you don't have a system, then at least have one other person that you can say, you know what, I sat down last night and I had a tiny, tiny bowl of ice cream. Not the half gallon of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Or I had a big bowl of ice cream, but now tonight I'm only having a half a bowl of that same size ice. It's just so many things we can do, because we only use such a small part of our brain that when we allow ourselves to really use that part of our brain, then it's like, oh, now there's more success. So I think it is so critical, Lisa, as you're talking about, of course, we know why they can fail. But why do we want it to win? And it will, and we can win, no doubt.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I heard it explained as a Ulysses contract the other day. I was like, I'd never heard that term before, but they talked about how Ulysses knew going through the sirens that the songs would be irresistible. So he put beeswax in all their ear and he lashed himself to the pole so that he wouldn't fall prey to it. And so the thing is that you kind of make a decision beforehand. You don't wait until you're in the middle of it. You've made your goal, your very specific goal at the beginning of the year, that this is what my goal is. and okay, these may be some of my obstacles. And when I hit that obstacle or when I hit that weakness or that temptation, I am not going to, you make the decision ahead of time. And whether that be just a decision in your head, or you say, hey, so-and-so, why don't we meet at the gym? And that way, you know, even when you get up, you're like, oh man, I don't feel like it. It's gray and really gross outside, oh, but I'm meeting somebody. So that's your accountability and that sort of thing. And that kind of helps you keep on track in that. But I'd never heard it referred to it as a Ulysses contract before.
You know, that is a really, I just heard that story. We must have listened to the same podcast or something, but I just literally just heard that. And Lisa, all the while, you know, that we're talking, to keep the word why, W-H-Y, why do I want to meet my friend? Why do I want to go to the gym? Why do I want to self-coach? Because people, I mean, when they take personal responsibility, well, I didn't go to the gym because my friend didn't show up, and all of these things that can happen, but it is personal responsibility that really gets us to really step up and really, to use today's term, level up.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think also the other thing that can help us win is doing this a day at a time. And again, you quote scripture so much better than I do, but one you mentioned, God's mercies are new every day.
Yeah, that's in Lamentations. Like,
it's like, no, okay, it doesn't say like the whole year you're good to go now.
Yeah, it is. It's every morning. His mercies are new every morning.
Right.
And just like in the New Testament, and I didn't pull it up or the exact one, but His strength shows up in our weakness. His grace is sufficient for us when we have a bad day, or we fail, or we mess up, or whatever, that's when we get up. His mercy is new every morning, and His strength shows up in our weakness and His mercy.
Right, right. And along with that, as you're talking, you know, I actually know this verse really well because it's one of my favorites. You know, Ephesians 3:20.
Oh, yes.
To Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can, ask, think, or imagine, to His power that's at work in us. So when we know our why, and now we know His power is in us, I find that to be very, almost like relieving or relaxing. Like, I'm winning with someone, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that feeling a lot, that I can't do it on Cheryl's power. You can't do it on Lisa's power. But we can do so much with the Lord a day at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some other ways that we can overcome and persevere? One of the things I did want to touch on my own, and you mentioned it a little bit, I tend to have this habit of unrealistic expectations.
Oh, yes.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, as part of these resolutions, we have all these grand goals and, you know, whatever, and things that we want to accomplish. And how much of that failure is based on simply an unrealistic expectation? And how do we rein that in and be able to stretch and push, but keep it realistic?
Well, again, I think this is where it really helps to have an accountability partner. And the other thing that really really helps here a lot, Lisa, is the narrative you have going on in your head. Not you, but I mean people in general.
Oh, I'll own it. I have a narrative in my head.
Yeah. And we tell all these lies. We have these elaborate stories going on in our head. And remember, there's a buyer and seller in every conversation. So not only do we sell ourselves this failure story, but then we buy it. So I think it is the narrative that we have going on that is so incredibly important, that we realize, wait a minute, is this a true story, that I'm no good at this and I'll never succeed, and then I am inadequate and I don't have the confidence to do it? Is that a true story? No, that is a lie. So one of the ways we can persevere is by calling ourselves out, talking to a friend about what you just told yourself, talking to a coach, talking to a therapist, talking to someone, talking to your parent, talking to somebody about this narrative you have about your expectations. Because if you set yourself up for running every day after you've not run all of 2020, you and I both know that is not happening. That is unrealistic. So wait a minute. We go, wait a minute. Is that a realistic expectation? If I set myself up to that expectation, will I really do that? So again, personal responsibility, your response to your own ability,
okay,
and being honest about it.
Yeah, I have found that being honest with yourself can be very challenging. I think sometimes we're our own worst enemy in that we're the ones that we're the least honest with, in that we say we want to do something, but then when you really look at it, this is something that I've had to work at, is go, I'll say I really want to do something, but then I'm noticing that I'm sort of half going through the motions. I'm not really doing what's necessary to do it. Mm-hmm. So then I have to go, I'm saying I want to do this, but then I'm not doing the work. So then there's this conflict inside and this stress of going, but I want to do this, but I'm not really doing it. And then when you have a choice, you don't really take the steps towards it. So then you have to start being honest with yourself and take that responsibility to go, okay, I like the idea of that, but I'm not willing to do the work. So let me just go ahead and be honest with myself and know that it's a great idea, but I'm not willing to do forth the work. So why am I continuing to beat myself up and stress myself out? Because I'm not willing to do it.
Lisa, that's exactly right. And that goes back to what we were saying earlier in the conversation today, that it's challenging to be personally responsible. But again, growth is not linear. And sometimes we are just not ready. And for us to look in the mirror and go, do you really want to read or don't you? Do you really want to work out or don't you? Do you really want to lose weight or don't you? Because if you really want to do these things, let's maybe write some of this down. What exactly are you going to do? Let's use working out. I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to go outside and run or whatever. One day this week, celebrate the win. One day then develops into 2 days the next week. I'd rather see people do these things over time. You know, slow and steady wins the race. So do it maybe 1 month, 2 months, you know, increasing all along instead of going like from here to way over there one day.
Oh, but I want to have it all happen right now. It's that prayer. God, give me patience and give it to me right now.
I know. Well, his delay is not his denial. But I think we do all want to remember that we're not some superhuman being that can do all of these great changes at once and then we're going to celebrate. No, we're going to feel bad about ourselves because we've told ourselves a narrative and now we have to really look at ourselves, or we get to look at ourselves and say, you know, I'm really excited about this goal and I'm going to read a page every other day this week. So again, persevering, calling yourself out, personal responsibility, self-coaching, telling your things, your goal to a friend, a girlfriend, a support system. All of those things make all the difference. And understanding, I do think scripture, like being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You mentioned Lamentations. So things like that can really help us. What are you filling your head with?
Yeah.
Because it's important you change the dialogue and what's landing up there in those neural pathways.
Absolutely. Because then, too, if you fill your mind with good stuff, then the bad stuff doesn't have as much space to hang out,
right?
Because our mind is not like a vacuum. If you try to take those negative thoughts out, you have to replace them with something. Otherwise, it's a vacuum. and your brain will look for something to fill that space with.
Well, it is really critical. What we're talking about really, I think right now, is thinking about your thinking. I think many times we think we have no control over our thoughts, but we do. So to think about your thinking can help your, even this word kind of just makes me get a little bit muffled, is the resolutions. Think about your thinking. Why, again, do you want to set a resolution? Again, call it goals. How about a life change? How about a lifestyle change? You know, I'm really looking at a lifestyle change here. I'm excited about the lifestyle change because I know it will make me a better person. I will then be a better version of myself. I will be better as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a daughter. You know, I'm going to be a little more conscientious of how I think about myself, and that'll help everybody around me.
Yeah, it does, because we can't change anybody else either.
No, I know.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, amen. Oh, my. And I'm like, okay, that thinking about our thinking, I'm thinking that's the next time we're going to talk, because I think that could be another whole entire thing about thinking about your thinking. We could just go on forever about this, but we're probably going to have to wrap it up. One little quick thing, you know, when we're setting our goals, just give us that little wrap up thing for us that you're so good at. And I will throw this one in. When we talked about, you know, God and everything else and the growth is not linear, I think it's you that told me God is not into comfort building. He's into character building. So that whole growth thing, it's not comfortable, but it does build us.
I know, but that's exactly right. He is so into character building. I know. I agree. Well, let's see, a tidbit. What could I say overall? I think when it comes to 2021 is recognizing a couple things. One is what you learned from 2020, because even in the midst of all this, there's meaning. And although we may be grieving some things from 2020, where did you find meaning and how did you find it? I think that's really important to recognize that. And as we go into setting our goals, our lifestyle change, whatever for 2021, why do you want to do it? What is it in you that wants to make that change? Because that in itself will help you go to the next step.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, this is fun.
Yes. Yes, it is. No, I enjoy having people, and especially really, really smart and caring people like you with me to help out and help share. And I do. I hope and I pray that something that we have said will really touch somebody and help them to get that really specific goal and really help with their thinking and their mindset and have a wonderful, wonderful new year. So I thank you so much for joining us today and imparting some of your just a small little portion of your wisdom to us today.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been my privilege. I adore you. You know that. And my life is fuller. More full because of you your family. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And you have an awesome year and we will talk again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. Okay. Oh my goodness. I always get so much from my conversations with Cheryl. I hope you got some good information that you will be putting into action. Remember, success with your New Year's resolutions is within your reach. Even if you mess up or you don't achieve all of your goals, you will accomplish far more if you put some of the practical steps and tips into place that we discussed today with Cheryl. Remember to celebrate your wins. Share your goals with someone to stay accountable. Take it one day at a time. Know your why and think about your thinking. I've heard many times that the definition of insanity is trying the same thing and expecting a different result. So to get a different result, we have to try something different. And in order to do something different, we have to think differently. I pray that something you heard today will help you think about yourself or your goals differently. Thanks so much for joining me today on A Woman's Heart, where we offer hope, encouragement, and real-life application to walk closer with God. And to help give you some more hope, I have a free printable version of 8 versions of hope on my website, lisagranger.com. When you go to the website, click on Verses of Hope and claim yours now. These are some of my favorite verses on hope that have spoken to me and touched my heart, and I want to share them with you. God's word is so powerful and can do more than you could ever imagine. I appreciate you listening, and make sure to follow on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss an episode. And please leave a rating or review. It means so much to me and helps others to find the encouragement on the podcast as well. Have a blessed day.